The Chad Olsen Show. The Chad Olsen Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.
Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olsen Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsenShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsenShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show.
Things were to go wrong, for how to evacuate up to 10,000 American citizens and certainly over 4,000 British citizens. And so now we have this extraordinary standoff at Kabul Airport with British and American troops manning the border, Taliban forces not very far away, negotiations going on between the two, the evacuation of hundreds of people taking place already. Very difficult, dangerous and tense situation.
Well, when you hear somebody articulate and elocute with an estimable heft of intellectual preparedness, discipline, and erudition of the brand and rank of somebody like a Nigel Farage, it's so jarring and foreign in the era of 140 characters and a burp. I was born 100 years too late. And I must think that we share the agony, similar agonies and annoyances in this era of the 95 functional IQ doofus in this present modality. It's a constant visceral misery for me in this moment. But that, putting that aside, reality is, as we've been discussing, China sees themselves, and I lived there in 1995. Had the opportunity to travel and study and become acquainted on a more intimate level than simply the absorption of books and rote academic detail. The nuances of the culture, you have to understand the length of the lens of the Chinese memory and the reality of how they see themselves in the breadth of history and cast themselves in the long game against their enemies. Sam, there's a feeling on their part, this is the resumption, the establishment of the Sinocentric thousand-year empire. This is the resumption of Emperor Wu Di and the throne of heaven and all the things that they feel destined for throughout their long cultural struggle. Mao Zedong positioned them for this, and this is the fulfillment and it's the culmination of everything they've been building toward since Chiang Kai-shek was betrayed by the American intelligence organizations and MI6 to some extent as well. This is the fulfillment of everything they've been pushing for, and they have absolutely no intention of relinquishing any of those aspirations. Part of the reason that COVID-19 was the retaliation for Donald Trump's open hostility and warfare against the Chinese empire and the Chinese economic and military aspiration.
Well, and the likelihood that he was tripping it. He was tripping them up in their long march, if you will.
Yes.
And they look at this
very effectively.
Right. Quite effectively, and scared the hell out of the Communist Chinese Party. And they had this thing sandbagged, this thing meaning the bioweapon known as COVID, and they released it.
Yes.
They had no compunctions about releasing it.
Yes.
I mean, do you get that? We have this whole thing. That spike protein is a cassette bioweapons delivery system. Stew on that. And that was created and perfected in the Wuhan level 4 biosafety lab.
It's absolutely true.
Which is a military lab. It's not a university lab.
Under the full sway and observation of the People's Liberation Army. It's the PLA BSL-4. And this misunderstanding about the intentionality and the willingness on the part of this empire, they had zero compunction. That's precisely right. There are no qualms. There are no qualms of conscience for a people that is willing to kill upwards of 160 million of their own population, not counting the abortions that have been inflicted by one child, simply the killing and elimination of dissidents and all those who opposed the Long March and the Cultural Revolution and the rise of the most brutal and terrifying monstrosity of human rights violation the world has ever seen. Even beyond the gulag of Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Soviet Russia, this is beyond everything that we've seen in that regard. And now we are beset with leadership that wants to see them fulfill and come to the fruition of their goal and that long objective. Sam, our thanks to you as always. Find the podcast, www.chadolsonshow.com. This is the SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.